This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Let's go to DJ in San Jose. Hi, DJ. What's going on?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, DJ.
I think we really noticed, like, specifically the lack of GP2 yesterday because we could not get a stop in the fourth quarter. It seemed like Stephen Castle was having his way with Curry, scoring whenever he wanted to. And then I think Post is just probably out of the rookies. Like, he plays the least like a rookie. Like, if someone's going to put a shot up at the end, I would count on him, his shot going in the most, even though Pods isn't playing pretty well. But I don't know about Pods. I mean, he's Pods.
TJ, I'm sorry I'm laughing. That might be the best analysis that we've ever heard on 95.7 The Game. You're right. Pods is... Pause. Pods. That's it. What does that mean, though, DJ? Was that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think it's been a good thing recently because I didn't really believe in him like Steve Kerr did. And if you look at his college stats, he was a really good shooter and everything. But this beginning of the season was awful for him. And I didn't even think he belonged in the NBA. But if you look at the last few games, I mean... He's part of the reason we're winning.
Ahead, DJ.
No, at the same time, I wouldn't depend on him for a huge shot. Like, he's very inconsistent, and that he has like one move, like that slow motion move. Like, when people start planning for that in the playoffs, like, he's not going to get that off at all.
Yeah, DJ, thanks. I don't really see it that way at all. I don't think he has been inconsistent of late. He's been very consistent of late, and I think sophomores playing this way at the beginning of a year is actually not unprecedented at all. I think if you're a real Warrior fan, I'm not going to let last night suddenly discourage everything that Brandon Pajemski has been in the second half of this year and certainly what he has been post-trade deadline with Jimmy Butler on the roster. He's been a very, very good asset for the Warriors.
Yeah.
And I don't think that his moves are going to, like, disintegrate in the playoffs and all these things. It's funny. The playoffs are different. There's no question. Sometimes I think I hear people talk about them as if they're a completely different sport. Like these role players, they're going to be allowed to play in the playoffs, and they better. These shots are going to have to fall or the Warriors will lose. Like, it's not all on Steph and Jimmy Butler and Draymond Green. It can't be.
Well, and if it is, you're going to lose.
Yeah.
And so, you're playing 5-on-5, and so the other two guys who are out there on the floor are going to have to contribute and at least do more than what happened last night. And, you know, Pods has been great. Last night, 3 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 5 from 3. He was not terrific in that game. And so... You look at Moody. Moody was not great. Kuminga was okay.
Okay.
Maybe even a little subpar to my eye. And so if you take all of the other players not named Steph, Draymond, and Jimmy, none of them were really that great. And yet you still had a chance to win the game. And then your great players in the moment where you needed greatness from the greats, they didn't perform. I mean, Draymond hit two free throws. You had late turnovers. And you didn't score a basket the last 3 minutes. And that's why you lost.
That's crazy. That's crazy. But again, I'll keep saying this. If you end up in a tie game with 3 minutes to go, I don't care who you're playing. That game's going to go either way. That game can go either way. Those are NBA players. And like, for instance, he just brought up, it's like, oh, this guy Stephon Castle was cooking Steph Curry. Do you know who Stephon Castle? That's going to be the rookie of the year.
He's really good.
Dude,
yeah.
He's really good. And he's a really difficult one-on-one cover. And Steph Curry is not a great defender. So that was not surprising at all. Not at all that the likes of Curry and Pods, people who are not your best defenders, were having a hard time with the San Antonio Spurs backcourt. I didn't find that to be puzzling at all. The puzzling part to me is that, again, the offense went stagnant. This has been the story for 3 years with the Warriors. If Steph's off the court, the offense went totally stagnant. They have a penchant for doing that. It has hurt them before. It will probably hurt them again. It hurt them last night. I don't think they lost the game in the last 3 minutes. I thought they lost it in the first 3 minutes of the fourth quarter. A 12-point lead, and they just kicked it.
Yeah,
completely kicked it with Steph off the floor.
But you get to the last 3 minutes, and that's where you as a veteran team at home in a win situation that would be very, very big, you expect more than what they delivered. And I'm looking at the game log. Curry scores in a finger roll. Draymond steal, Draymond turnover. Curry miss, Butler a couple free throws. Draymond turnover, Butler a couple of free throws. Curry turnover, and then Draymond hits the two free throws. And then HB hits the three to beat you. You had no more field goals after the Steph Curry finger roll. He missed a three, and I do believe that was the last shot that you actually took. And I know that Jimmy Butler took two shots and got fouled. Those don't count. And he made all four free throws. But other than that, you had no other field goal attempt.
Well, and one of those trips to the free throw line was for an over-the-back call at the other end. It wasn't even an attempt. You know, it wasn't even an offensive set. Like, he got fouled with Castle going over the back on the other end of the floor and ended up on the free throw line. So, yeah, their offense stopped. You still ended up tied with 3 seconds to go, and a hero ball shot beat you. And 9 times out of 10, that's not going to go in, but it did. It did. You know what I mean? So, like, again, I think everybody can feel very equally uncomfortable with what took place last night. I don't take last night to mean anything fearful down the road in terms of the way the Warriors play basketball. I the concern level for me is the fact that they've welcomed the nightmare into the room. That's why last night was so bad. I don't think it means, oh, the Warriors now can't play in the playoffs, so they can't beat this team, or, man, if they're tired, how do you expect them to go on a playoff run? Because the playoffs are different, and you have no back-to-backs, and they have a completely different flow to them, and the Warriors have experience doing it, and I give them a really good shot in the playoffs. But the problem is they've got to get there. And last night brought the nightmare into the room.
Well, for me, the nightmare was the fact that you had a second quarter and a fourth quarter where you just let them come back in the game. In a game at home where, yes, you were on the second half of a back-to-back, but it didn't seem to matter until the end of the game. And now, all of a sudden, we're going to claim fatigue. That, for me, in game 80 is unacceptable. Even if you are tired, it doesn't mean that you lack the ability to actually make a basket and you make the plays that you made. And if you're that tired, then they all should have sat. You sit Draymond, you sit Steph, you sit whoever else was tired, and you go out there and you play your younger guys, because Kuminga was not tired. He didn't play great.
But life doesn't work that way.
No, but life works the way you want it to work.
Well, but you can't.
But you can't, like, play them and then also say, well, they were tired.
No, like, sure you can. Like, you try. You give it everything you've got on that night. I don't think, look, the only reason this would be an excuse is if the Warriors used it. The Warriors are not going to come out and say, oh, we lost because we were tired.
Right.
But I can watch the game and, as an observation, be like, ooh, great players getting sloppy at the end. that looks like mental and physical fatigue to me, not like in a, wow, preventative, you're not even able to play sort of a way, but it helps explain some of the acts that went down toward the end to me. Again, so it's not an excuse. You're right. It's totally unacceptable. I rephrase this as the worst loss of the year. They know that. They can't. You can't do that. You can't do that. But it doesn't prevent the facts from being the facts, which is that the Warriors are an older team. They've been asked to do something pretty heroic over these last couple of weeks with the lengthy road trip, the difficulty of the opponents, the way the standings are laying out. And for the most part, they've handled those couple of weeks really well. Last night, they really, really didn't. Last night, they really fumbled the damn rock.
And we can ask Steve Kerr today at 5 about the idea of fatigue, because I look at Moses Moody at 22, and yeah, he's playing the same amount of games, but he's 22, and he was 0 for 3. He was a minus 17 in the fourth quarter. And Pods, who was 0 for 3 and a minus 11. So are they as tired at 22 as a 37-year-old Steph Curry?
I don't think so.
I don't buy it.
I see, but I think we're talking about two different things. With Moody and Pods, we're talking about missed shots.
That means we're also talking about wild ineffectiveness where when you're playing, the team is getting gashed.
But I'm talking about the slop. The slop of the passes in the fourth quarter. Again, if we go back to the way Steve Kerr spoke about Steph Curry 2 weeks ago, he said, when I see that from Steph, it's a sign of exhaustion. Again, I don't like, I'm just taking those words to be like, he knows them better than we do.
Yeah.
So like that's, I, to
You're
me,
applying it's, those words though to last night.
Right. But just to those three, just to the older guys, the younger guys, I think just missed their shots. I think they just had a bad night, you know, and Moses, maybe it's more than one night. Moses is in a slump. You got to get out of it. You got to keep shooting. You got to see the bottom of the net. And then he'll get going. I hope. If he doesn't, they've got a problem. Because they need those guys to knock down shots. I heard Slater say this morning. The defenses in the NBA in 2025 are going to do this. You're going to funnel the ball to those two guys, Moody and Pods, and when they're in there, the JKs, the Posts, and the Santoses of the world, they're going to funnel the ball to them because they're going to live with kind of like what the Lakers did last week. It's like, if that guy can beat us, if Pods can score 30, okay, salute, you win. But let's see it, because it's a hell of a lot less likely than one of the big three doing it. So those guys have got to hit shots. They didn't last
night. They combined for 14 points on 6 of 22.
Exactly.
And they were 2 of 12 from 3. So that, for me, has little to do with fatigue. And if you want to talk about the last 2 minutes of the game, and you've got two Hall of Famers who made sloppy plays, Jimmy Butler played all 12 minutes of the fourth quarter. For me, it was not about fatigue. It was about a lack of execution. And it was really more about the early part of the fourth quarter and the early part of the second quarter where you as a team did not handle business and you let San Antonio hang around. And that's what Steph actually said in the post game. He's like, when you give any team a chance and then you give them a second chance and you get down to the wire, well, anything can happen.
Sure.
So I think for me, it's less about the last 2 minutes, but I'm not citing fatigue at all.
I think we're saying the same thing, though.
Like, but I'm not going to say that they were tired.
It's not about fatigue.
No,
it's about lack of execution. And
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Telling you that lack of execution is affected by your fatigue.
And that's where I would disagree with
you. I don't know how you can. You're not them.
Because I don't know how tired they are. And however tired you are, that's no excuse.
It's not an excuse.
You're making it an excuse.
I'm not making
you're
an excuse.
You're putting something out there that they're not saying.
I don't have.
You're saying that they were tired.
Right.
They're not saying they're tired.
Yes, they are. Draymond Green.
Did they say that last night?
You can see it. They can barely answer questions afterward.
They didn't
afterward.
Say it is the
of
answer.
Of course they won't, because they're professionals. They're not idiots. They're not going to say that at a press
You're
conference.
You're making that excuse for
I'm
them,
not.
And I'm not here for that.
I'm
That's
not.
All I'm saying.
Listen to what I'm about to say.
I'm hearing your whole thing.
I can't make an excuse for them. I'm not them. I don't have to make an excuse for them.
But you are.
I'm not. I'm literally saying what my observation is.
Right.
It's not an excuse. I'm not them. I don't answer for them. I don't have to do anything for them. I'm not them. I didn't make any mistakes last night. I went to my lady's house, ate a beautiful dinner, had a wonderful old-fashioned that she made for me, sat next to her, loved our time together, and the Warriors lost. I didn't do a damn thing last night.
Right.
I don't need to make excuses for anyone.
You might have been fatigued, but it wouldn't matter.
Actually, I was. You know, I've been fighting a little cough this week.
No doubt.
It's tough.
And I think you gave it to me, but I'm not going to use that as an excuse.
I actually was up from 3:30 to 5 this morning coughing.
Yeah, no doubt.
But I'm here.
Yeah.
I'm here. And you know what? At 5:30, I'm probably going to be sick of this process, but we're going to finish and we're going to do the best we can because that's what we do.
And if you're fatigued at 5:30, then honestly, I don't care. It's no excuse.
Exactly. And I
do the show.
So, and I will. And I'm not here to excuse the Warriors. So I am going to kindly ask today, right now at 2:51, let's remove this from the conversation. Willard's making excuses. I'm not them. I don't give a rip. I don't give a rip what the reason was. All I can do is tell you what I saw and what I see over a two-week period. I see an older team that is going through what we've called a gauntlet. I see it affecting them some. It's not an excuse. It's an observation.
Sure.
And y'all can do whatever you want with it after that.
Well, what I'm going to do with it is I'm going to reject it, and I'm going to say that is weak.
Wonderful.
It's weak sauce, and they're not saying it, and I'm not.
Of course not. Why would they say that publicly?
Well, why would you say it?
Because
publicly?
That's what I see.
Exactly. You know what I see? I see big-time players who did not make big-time plays, and I'm not going to be able to project their relative fatigue because if you play a basketball game and you're out there playing, there's an expectation for you to play the game. And I'm not going to sit there and say, oh boy, you were so fatigued.
Let me ask you a question.
How can we look at that and expect anything other than what they gave us? Because darn it, it's game 80 and he's old and he's all tuckered out.
And if you'd listened to me
I've been listening the whole time.
I've never said anything like that. That's patently absurd that I sound like that.
You said that they're tired.
Right.
But
your mimicking back of that is, we can't win. No one's doing that. Let me ask you a question because you said it's unacceptable to play this way down the stretch. What's your observation as to why?
Because they didn't make the plays.
That's not a reason.
Well, the reason is
why did great players suddenly make horrible plays at the end of the game? In your opinion,
because
just tell me what you see.
They were sloppy.
Okay.
Now, were they sloppy because he's all tuckered out? I don't know that. I saw lazy plays. I saw Draymond save a pass and then try to make a play in a live ball turnover, and gave up a three. And beyond that, what I saw was an offense that was completely stuck in the mud, and Steph Curry couldn't find a way to get a bucket, nor could Draymond. Jimmy got to the foul line, and that's about all you had.
You don't, if you don't have a why, that's fine, but do you have a why?
Well, I could guess a why,
but I'm not going to say
it's they were tired.
Okay, so what would it be?
It was the fact that early in the fourth quarter and early in the second quarter, the reserves didn't do them any favors, and they could not make shots. And that put a lot of pressure on the regulars. And then when they came in, things got tight, and they couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say that, oh boy, they were tired after 23 minutes in Phoenix in a game where you didn't even have to try.
They looked tired to me. That's all. Just an observation.